بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. I said that before, that sometime you feel like the Quran is talking to you, talking to your hopes and your anxiety. And I felt this yesterday in Dr. Gasser Hathout commentary on Surah Al-Ahzab. One sentence really touched my heart, and I completely went and changed what I planned to do. And one verse after the struggle that the Muslim have during the Ma'arakat al-Ahzab, the Confederate, he said, وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. When it became so hard on the Muslim and they were overwhelmed with the power of Quraysh, all these devoted Muslims, that they sacrificed their life, their property, their family, their land, and just because they believe in the message that Prophet Muhammad had brought. And at one moment of hardship, which Gasser described in his commentary yesterday, it just, they lost hope to the point that I never thought a Muslim would reach this. وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. The worst thoughts, the worst expectation start controlling their heart about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and his message. They lost hope. This is how hard it was. وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ is, they reach a point, maybe the whole thing is not true. Maybe we were fooled all these years. Maybe all the Quran and all the revelation is not true. وَيَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. So I selected couple verses in the same surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, which at the end, it really verify the Prophet and his message and distinguish between those who held strong and nothing will change their heart and their belief and their confidence of Allah, and while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping the best reward for them. The first set of verses, it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuha an-Nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira. So it's verification of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. There is no doubt about it. Wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idnihi wa sirajan munira. Wa bashir al-mu'mineen. Al-mu'mineen in this case, those who steadfast next to the Prophet at the most adversity and the hardest time. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. They have a bounty and a huge reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who steadfast at the time of adversity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we talk about Jannah, we talk about all the reward and the forgiveness. But this is a fadl from Allah, a bounty from Allah that's beyond just the normal reward. It's not just a reward. There is a gift from Allah for those who stood fast. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا وَلَتُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَذَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. This is an affirmation of Prophet Muhammad at a very hard time, where the Ummah, the immigrant, the Ansar, the people who left everything was almost breaking up. And in the same surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, we're talking about people making excuse to flee the battle. They said, our homes are subject of the kafirin, so we cannot just fight, we have to go and save our homes. They talk about they are weak and they cannot stand for war. They were fleeing. they were flying away from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah is talking about those. And the translation is, O Prophet, behold, we have sent thee as a witness to the truth and as a herald of glad tidings and a warner. This is your message, Prophet of Allah. And as one who summon all people to God by his leave, whatever you bring, Prophet Muhammad, whatever message that you bring to the people, it is not from your own making. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad, let me stop here at that point a little bit. Prophet Muhammad received message at age about 40 years old. And he was not known to be a da'iyah. He was not known to be a civic leader. He was not known to be seeking power or strength or anything. So whatever, once he got the message, whatever comes out of his mouth, whatever position he take, it was not his personal inclination or personal idea, but it is wada'iyan ilallahi bi'idhni. He is really proclaiming what God have taught him, what God have ordered him. So this is the message of Prophet Muhammad. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَدَعْ أَدَاهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Now, the class of people that we call the hypocrites, al-munafiqeen, they arise in Medina. In Mecca, there were either kafirin or mu'mineen. They are people who are against the Prophet and his message, and they are determined to finish him. Al-kafirin, our mushrikeen, and those who believed in him. And these were minority. In Medina, there is always, again, here is the Quran is talking to you. It's the reality of life that we see it in our own personal life. Here, they found, oh, that's an emerging leader. This is an emerging power. This is the new world order is coming. We better take advantage of it. So we're going to join him because he looks like a winner. So, but deep inside their heart, their objective is not to believe in the message he is teaching. They think there might be a good opportunity for them to rise, to seek power and to seek wealth. So al-munafiquna is a class of people that they call themselves Muslim, but they are willing really to go, who is winning? What's in it for me? This is not only that they believe in the truth, but what's in it in me. Wada'adahum. Da'adahum have been interpreted in two different ways. But I think the obvious way from the way the Arabic is, don't pay attention to the harm they might inflict in you and inflict in your community. Because they might look strong, they might look powerful, but they are really fake people. Da'adahum. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, just don't pay attention to them because their end and the truth will always prevail. Because the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said will always prevail. Wa tawakkal ala Allah. Only put your trust in Allah because who else you can put trust with? Because people, powerful people, weak people, believer or unbeliever, they might change under the circumstances. As we saw again, we go to the battle of Al-Ahzab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really assuring the Prophet and assuring the Muslims at the time of almost they breaking at the seam under the stress and the power of the kafirin and during the battle of Al-Ahzab. I want to go to another amazing verse at the end of Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 72. It's always one of those inspiring verse that will always find a different meaning at different time and under different mindset. It's just not a very clear what it is. And the verse says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. And I'm not gonna read the translation, or let me read the translation.
2 minutes.
Verily we did offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to bear it because they were afraid of it. Yet man took it up, for verily he has always been born to be most unjust and most foolish. This is a parable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making that dialogue. He's teaching us the philosophy, the inner reason why we are here, why we are the human being. We are the very special creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. From all his creature, human being was always from the onset of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creating Adam, were a special part, a special creature that God have put in earth for a special mission that was not given to anybody else. To the point that Allah, when he created Adam, he ordered the angel and everything that's in heaven to bow to his new creation. This means that that new entity that's us, the human being, are very special. So look at every word in that verse. Inna aradna al-amana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have offered the trust. A trust is the something that most valuable that Allah can bestow in anything. When you say al-amana, if I give somebody amana, it's something that I love so much. It's something that is so valuable to me. And I have to select who is the most capable to keep that trust. And Allah, because he created Adam and the father of humanity, he knows. As if he said, إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. What is so common between as-samawat wal-ardi wal-jibal? As-samawat, more and more we know such an intricate system that we don't know even where it ends. It works with such a precision that it lasts and lasts and lasts, and all these galaxies and all these, at least we see the moon and the sun, they go in a very prescribed precision, almost to the point of perfection. They were created not to miss a thing, not to miss a beat.
Time is up, Dr. Muhammad.
So they are the example of perfection and power and strength. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَالْأَرْضِ, we are living on the earth. No matter what affect that earth, that we live on it, we get hurricanes, we get bombs, we get a mess up from the human being. So we offer this to all these visible things with their power and strength, but only the human who is carrying it. So what is that trust? Most of the interpreter of the Quran, they said the trust is that intellect and the conscious that no other of God creature has, and that with that intellect and conscious, you have the free will. So you're gonna do right and you're gonna do wrong, but Allah gave you the tool and the equipment to do the right thing.